Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 98. Second reading will be taken from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. The theme of our reflection is the hope of our future glory. The hope of our future glory. This Sunday, my brother, my sister, the Word of God is about the end of days and the hope of our future glory, which the Lord has prepared to be bestowed on those who worked night and day, slaving and straining, hence had endured and overcome their trials and temptations in this world. The prophet Malachi says, "The day is coming, the day is come now, and two things will happen to God's people. First, to the arrogant, backbiters, gossipers, blackmailers, and evildoers in general, that is, righteous men and women who turned from their righteousness, that day will burn as an oven and consume them like stubbles to be burned up, leaving them neither root nor stalk. That day will be dark for evildoers in general." Secondly, in the hearts of those who had fear of God, the light of Christ will shine in their hearts. In other words, those righteous men and women, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, students and professors, presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens, senators and house reps, who worked for justice and peace in this world and planted and nurtured true love of God and neighbor in their families and communities, they shall be comforted in God's house. And so, if you have been called, the Lord is saying that good work you are doing, you will surely shine in the house of God. Hence, my brother, my sister, there is hope, hope for those who work tirelessly for the good of their families and communities, hope for those who are segregated, isolated, misjudged because of their physical appearance, race, culture, academic qualification and status. There is hope, my brothers, my sisters. There is hope for those who, in spite of the rejection of the Christian faith in today's world, they have battled and endured insults and attacks for the sake of peace and truth. There is hope for them, those who hold on to the flag of Jesus in the face of insults and torments. In other words, our Lord Jesus says in today's gospel, such men and women will be led and guided by His wisdom, and not a hair of their heads will be lost. My brother, my sister, the Lord assures us that we will not be lost. And so let us continue to work hard in the face of all the persecutions, in the face of all the insults, in the face of all the warning. Let us continue to hold on to the umbrella of our Lord Jesus Christ, the umbrella of peace, the umbrella of love, the umbrella of hope. We know that the situation of today's world has created fear within us. And because of those fears or anxieties, anger and sadness overshadow our dealings with friends and siblings. And sometimes we are unwilling and afraid to fight for our success and happiness of others. However, my brother, my sister, we must not forget that the Lord is Emmanuel. The Lord is with us. The Lord comes to rule the world with justice and equity. Hence, when his day occurs in your own life, when his day occurs in your own family, when his day occurs in your own country, he will revive his goodness in all that had befallen you. He will revive his goodness in that calamitous situation. He will revive his goodness in that troubled country, in that troubled land, in that troubled family. Yes, the glory of the Lord will surely shine in our hearts. And so we must not lose hope, for the Lord is coming. Thus, my brother, my sister, we will be reshaped and renewed when the morning comes. So please, let us continue to implement the Lord's principles of love and never be tired of loving and doing good in this world. Because when the day of the Lord occurs in your life, in your family, in your community, in your country, he will turn things around to the glory of his name. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.